before it went to bed, you put on a big, what, in a fireplace, you put on a big...
I know in the mornings it would be cold in the house, and they had quilts that were quilts.
Really?
I mean, they were thick, and they were all made out of wool. They were heavy. Today we have all the down fill and the polyesters and so forth. But they were thick. I can remember a quilt. It was quilted by 4-inch squares. And just the weight of it was terrific. And if you'd move the sheet between you and that quilt, it would eat you alive.
It was rough?
It was rough.
Okay. And from the stove to the top of the house ran what?
A flue. A piece of pipe. Now I don't remember what this one was, they had over there, was metal, or what, it was one of the old tile-like. I remember seeing something out of tile. But this was and it had a damper on it. Oh yes, it was metal, because they had a damper on it at Grandma's.
Really?
Because I know that, that was one thing we were cautioned never to fool with, was a damper.
And the top of the house was the
tin. And of course it came out, this one went up and then went out the side. Went out right alongside the old system. That's another one. I'd forgotten about the systems. Out at grandmother's, there was both grandmothers, in fact, everybody over there. They had a water well. Being right on the Mississippi River, they didn't have to dig deep for water.
Mm-hmm.
That was for washing, but they had a system that collected the rainwater.
How'd they catch it?
They had gutters.
Around the
house? Old cypress gutters around the house. And it would go into the system.
Water.
And that was the drinking water.
Ran off that?
Off the top of the house.
Tin?
I'm sure that house was tin. I don't think it was cypress. I don't think it was shakes. I think it was a tin roof, galvanized, that corrugated. And it went into a gutter, and it all sloped back down towards the system. The system was set 15, 20 foot from the house. Then you had to go out there to get your drinking water.
Yes, sir.
And your cooking water. Well, you had to go out and get all the water.
What'd you carry water in?
Buckets. Old galvanized buckets. Now, when you'd have a melt pail, that the enamel melt pails that had gotten dinged or some of the enamel was taken off, they'd use those for water buckets. But they all had their own cow or two that they milked, and they had the white enamel buckets that they put that milk in.
Yes, sir. That's interesting.
Then we had, listen, we moved over to the store. We had a new convenience. We had a hot water heater. That whenever you wanted to take a bath, you didn't have a pilot or anything. I remember Dad have to go in there and light it. And it made a horrible racket. And you would get rusty hot water.
At the, at the window, what'd you have? You see those things on rollers that they would have to pull down? Those would be on rollers, you know, and pull down and keep light out?
Oh, no, we didn't have the shutters like you're saying, no. You mean the shades, window shades?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, everybody had shades.
They did have some houses had shutters on them.
Some houses had shutters out in the country. And in the kitchen,
and then the window.
The kitchen window, they had, it was...